is where real and virtual motorsport meet. From the ITA studio, to the paddock, to the sim rig, pull up a chair, pour a drink. This is the Into the Apex podcast.
Into the Apex podcast.
And it's Into the Apex on the Road, presented by ProKart Concepts. And this is the show that we've been waiting for. I mean, really, this is one of the top ones of the year. I know Bradley's said it. He's gotten poetic about it many a time over the past several months.
One can say I've waxed poetic.
Waxed poetic about it.
Whatever that means.
We are at Watkins Glen. We're not beside Watkins Glen. We're not above Watkins Glen. We are inside Watkins Glen.
We are inside.
This is Tyler Bradley.
In the same place. My bare feet are touching the same
grass
that I touched last year.
It's Tyler Bradley from Into the Apex coming off of VIR.
My DNA is here.
The hot summer road show. Bruce, Mr. Daytona Perry.
Mr. Daytona.
He's really Mr. Watkins Glen. This is his native land, and he's aware of the history and the lore of this track.
Feeling old, like part of that history.
our fourth chair today is returning with us, actually camping this time. Taylor Parsons of Screeching Moose Motorsports on iRacing, and actually having pulling up a chair, camping out on the compound. Taylor, it's good to have you here, straight from Canada.
It's good to be back. It's good to actually be camping this year instead of just being a pleb sitting with the daytime waiting for 8 o'clock to close us down. So
I know last year, I mean, you came up last year, we all spent the weekend together at the track watching the races, but it was all, I felt bad because you was almost like watching a sad puppy have to go back to the shelter because we were camping here. We had a bit of a thing set up. It's double so this year, and you're part of the compound this year.
It felt like that. It felt like I was going to the pound after when you guys were setting up for the night, you know, like, oh, everyone's getting ready
like,
for a good night.
It was like, mom's calling, dinner's ready, yep. I gotta go.
Yeah,
you can't play with the kids anymore.
The street lights are on.
I'm not allowed to play, I gotta go home for dinner. It's good to be here, though. It's good to camp this year. So.
We're starting off the Friday night, kicking off the opening ceremonies here for the weekend. We plan to bring a lot more content throughout the weekend. Coming off VIR, heading to Mid-Ohio next weekend. To set the stage, to paint the picture, it's not as beautiful as a sunset as we had this time last year. Last year, I remember sitting in this exact spot under our canopies here with fairy lights. It's beautiful. It's ambient.
The weather has cleared up a little bit.
We were watching the sunset last year, though.
Yes.
And this year, it's overcast. Bradley and I just drove 9 hours from North Carolina. It rained the whole goddamn way.
Yeah,
it's theme of the weekend is wet.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that because it was dry all day until you got here.
It was even dry when I got here, and then you guys showed up.
We brought the moisture with us.
That's right.
We commented because we drove up. I mean, through Washington D.C., through all of Pennsylvania, Virginia, and it was just nasty the whole way. And we got to New York State, which we're only in for a short time coming up before you hit Watkins Glen, and we commented the sky's brighter. The windshield wipers, I could actually turn them off on the drive, and the road trip kind of got nice. And then we are sitting outside getting ready to go through the tunnel under the S's, and the WeatherTech practice is going on, and what happens? It picks up. We're listening to IMSA radio in the car, watching the cars go up the S's from our car, and it starts to rain, and they have to go change tires, and it just changes completely. So we literally brought the shit storm with us from the south.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But it is interesting. I'm sure you guys, I mean, both Bruce and Taylor, you've been in racing and been on teams. You've seen plenty of wet weather racing. Yeah. For me, this is the first wet I think I've watched, this practice session that we just watched, since
Mid-Ohio.
Road to Indy, Mid-Ohio 2021 in October.
And for me, it was 2020, I think it was the first one of the first IMSA races at the Roval. It was partial capacity, and it was cold in October or November, and they raced in the middle of a hurricane that was passing through.
Yeah, It was cold and
awful.
Wet.
It was a doubleheader,
Xfinity
and IMSA.
I was up here 1 year. Hurricane Hugo. Again, I'm dating myself. Hurricane Hugo came through New York State, and there, I think that was possibly the 24-hour Firestone Firehawk weekend.
Oh wow!
I think I could be wrong on that, but I just remember it was a. It was cold. It was raining. It was pouring. It was. We were in tents right over there.
Wow. And, intense.
Well, yes, both.
Bruce was sliding down a muddy hill, bare ass.
The bog. That was the bog. You taught me about the bog.
Yeah. No, the cooler. No, that was different.
Different
era.
Different time.
Different president.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter.
We've already told that story. We won't tell it again. You'll have to go back to an earlier episode.
Yeah. I will say this. Speaking of the history of Watkins Glen, if anybody, Mr. Daytona, famous Mr. Daytona, this weekend you're Mr. Watkins Glen because you're our resident historian on this track. Mm-hmm. You've told me some stories about the old F1 days, the Terrell that raced here.
Yeah,
I know you were just a little
I still
tyke.
I can't find that picture of me standing next to it. I have it somewhere.
How old were you? Were you a little tyke?
Yeah, I was a little tyke.
Little
youngster.
Yeah. They filmed the movie Rush, right?
That's when
you
right.
Bet you were a cute little kid. Bet you were a nice looking little kid.
Look at the little tires on the little F1 car.
I had an uncle that followed me around the whole time.
Oh, God. And he never came back. That's why he comes back every year. He's chasing those blacked out memories.
Chasing that feeling.
Oh, boy. And we're 5 minutes in. Okay.
We've been drinking, folks. Can you tell?
Yeah. The fire's roaring behind Bradley. It's a beautiful, at this point, it's a beautiful evening in Watkins Glen.
Yeah. We might catch a little sunset.
I hope.
I'm There's seeing a little blue sky.
In
a little bit.
If you pretend it's there. I believe. We saw blue sky maybe 5 minutes in our 9-hour drive today. That's if that paints the picture for you. But as the historian of Watkins Glen, you made a comment as we were all week, Bradley and I, anxiously watching the weather. Weather's big for any sporting event, any spectator event. You're going to worry about weather. I mean, the Indy 500, I panic about it because you know that gets me nervous. These road races, I get a bit excited. Lightning is the problem. But you commented this, so this is my third. I'm an amateur still.
Okay.
Bradley's second. He's even more amateur.
Easing you in gently.
Yeah. Yeah. But the last 2 years I came here with you, it was beautiful. It was hot, sunny.
Yeah.
This is the first year that we're looking at a weekend of all rain, and you made a comment earlier that it's the norm for Watkins Glen or something like the norm. So what's your experience here over the years?
It just always seems like you'll have a couple of nice days, and then they're going to... Inevitably, you throw some rain into the mix. There's always rain up here. You know, if it's summertime, fall, spring, I've been up here pretty much all the seasons, and you can usually count on it raining at some point. I mean, you're up on top of the hill here with the lakes, so it can change. You know, what do they say? You don't like the weather? Wait 5 minutes.
Wait, yeah. Right? We say that in Eastern North Carolina as well.
Yeah, you say that everywhere, right? But here too.
Down there, we get the downpours in Eastern North Carolina. I think Taylor, you drove from Daytona Beach, Daytona Raceway, up to Canada, and you got to kind of see the whole East Coast of America.
Yeah. So I did the trip down. I got hit by a storm in Georgia I've never seen rain hit so quickly.
Yeah.
And disappear so quickly. Yep. It actually got to a point we actually had to pull partially off the road because I couldn't see more than 5 feet in front of me. But yeah, the rains are very unpredictable. The nice thing is out here is, you could have rain, you could have thunder, but it could clear up really quickly, especially in the mountain ranges around here.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about this landscape that drew me back because, as you find more motorsport events as you go to them, you have to kind of curate the ones you go to annually because it really does add up financially, time-wise, money-wise. I mean, you just can't do it all. And Bradley, that's where we came. We tried to figure out what is our annual event, and we've nailed them down. And
what's this run?
This is a staple. This
yeah,
week.
It's this. The run for me is there's Daytona, and then we haven't done Sebring yet. But there's quite a break because Daytona's quite draining on the time and resources. Mm. And then there's that quick back to back shot of for us VIR or Indy 500 VIR. This.
You get a short break after the Indy 500.
Yeah. And then there's this. You're doing Mid-Ohio. I'm not doing Mid-Ohio.
Right.
And then there's a little break after that. And then if we choose to do Nashville, we do. I don't know if we're doing that this year.
I'm on the fence on that.
I said earlier shows, out of everything I did last year that was new, including the Indy 500, which I loved, this was my favorite experience last year.
Seriously?
Yes.
Can you go into that more? Because, like what?
Just the environment.
You put
here.
This above the Indy 500.
Yes, because
as we're sitting here right
yes,
now,
you because of the length of experience. The Indy 500 is like heroin. Like you just you take one hit of it and it's amazing. This is like this is like alcoholism. It just prolongs the enjoyment. It lasts longer. The buzz is a little longer.
I'll give you that. I mean,
you're on the ground longer. There's more racing going on. It's more of a, I like IMSA.
It's
generally
festival.
Better. Yes.
There's a lot more liver damage here.
There yeah. is. So the Indy 500 is like heroin. It's amazing, but it lasts for a fleeting moment of a trip.
So the Indy 500 is a quick toot.
Yeah. This is more like a prolonged release.
Yeah. This is a pass.
This is like, I'm not even going to say what this is like.
God damn, Brad.
5 minutes in.
Now 10 minutes in, Bradley.
But you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying.
I'll pick up what you're leaning at.
Environment. There was a guy earlier that was obviously drunk, and he stopped.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We were watching cars.
He's Mary Poppins.
Yes, he is Mary Poppins. We were watching.
We met Mary Poppins. Going into the bus stop.
Who knew? But we were watching cars flying to the bus stop in the wet, and this guy stops us and was asking us like, "Oh, where'd you come from? Like, you guys must be twins, obviously."
Oh, that's a different guy.
Yeah, yeah, different.
That's the guy that was grooming you.
He told me he was, and he told me
he's gonna take you in the porta potty later. That
probably.
Guy.
He told me
I didn't talk to that guy.
He said that guy told me
he came by here. He wanted a sample of your underwear. That's right there in the tent.
Tell him we're not a night in yet. He's gotta wait.
He's gotta wait.
He'll get more. He needs it to get seasoned first before he takes.
He needs a
well-roasted. That's right. Yeah. We're too early. He's too early to the show. Yeah.
But anyway, this
yeah, go ahead.
This
as you were, Bradley.
This
go
polite
ahead.
Gentleman very enthusiastically was like, he said, there's nothing like this. I've been coming here for 30 years, and there's just...
Now,
he has a camping spot next to the entry of the bus stop, so I believe it.
That's
it
like
took
that's
him 30
like,
years to get that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like upper... That's how they do it in Indy 500. You wait years to get to the upper side of the good
seat. And he was right on the wall, but he told me... So there's no environment like this. There's just nothing like this. He said it's amazing. It's
Watkins Glen specifically.
Yes. And I believe it.
For camping?
Yes, for camping, there's just nothing that I've experienced.
It took Leslie and I years to get to pit road.
Yeah, for NASCAR. You have a good spot. Yeah.
Yeah, and now we're lifers. If I know I can't make it,
you'll get it. You'll get it and you'll sell it.
See, I personally, this spot now has become sentimental to me. This tree right here. It's sentimental.
It's Bradley's tree.
You gotta
it is.
Carve your initials in
yeah,
it.
That's the name
around
of
it.
I might pee on it. Yeah, yeah. It's Bradley's tree.
It's just something about this little spot right here in the grass.
It's our home.
It is.
Well, the showers
it
are
is.
Close.
For a few it days, is. It is our
it's
home.
Our home.
I will say this about camping, and Taylor, I'll get your feedback. Maybe we'll get you back on to give feedback on this because we won't know until the last minute. Bradley, I'll get your feedback on this. So our first ever motorsport camping event was here last year with Bruce. Bruce talked us into it. It was almost a last-minute plan because if you know Watkins Glen or if you study it on a map, if you've never been here, hotels are not easy to find. I mean, it's a rural area. It's beautiful because of that, but the pitfall is there are no major cities around. So finding lodging is tough, and you're going to be a little ways away most likely. So Bruce talked us into it. We went to a sports store the same week of the event and bought a tent and all kinds of shit that is just now getting dusted off for the first time in a year. And we came up here and we did this last year and absolutely loved it. I mean, to hear Bradley say it's the top event of the year, that tells you a lot. But I felt like we were camped in here. We left for 20 minutes or so one time the whole weekend last year. We were part of this place for 3 whole days. And Monday morning came around. First it hit me when we were breaking down Sunday night after the race. We broke down most of the campsite and it was like bare bones, like a few chairs and a fire. And I was like kind of melancholy because we were breaking it down like, oh, it's over. It's about over. And then we sleep in our tent Sunday night and wake up Monday morning, me and Bradley, and break the tent down. We're sitting in the car. We fire it up. It's almost a melancholy because all the places around us are about empty. It's like it's over. Like I was sad to leave last year.
Somebody keep the knives and sharp objects away from Tyler.
No. Actually, I'm going to hand them to him.
Just relax a little bit. But, Bradley, don't tell me that you didn't feel the same way.
No, I felt the same way.
Oh, good. That saved me there.
I didn't even camp that year, and I felt that way. It was sad because, again, with the rain delay that we had last year, a lot of people ended up packing up early before
the
race was over.
That's right.
So by the time the race got started again, this place felt empty.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad to see... how many people had left with the weather because they assumed it wouldn't clear up.
Right.
And the track just felt kind of sad. It felt like it was over. There was nothing going to happen anymore.
That's right. Because you stayed with us there at the end, and we all kind of were hanging out thinking, okay, we might not get the race to finish. And then they announced like it was going to be, I forget, like 10, 20 minutes shootout.
I think it was like a 25 minute
shootout
max.
So all of us, our group, went from where we are here behind the Jackie Stewart grandstand to the bus stop, which is not far from us. And we watched the end of the race and had a great time. The beautiful thing this year is all of us, once the race is over, rain, shine, lightning, thunder, we hang out the rest of the night, and we just end it on Monday morning. But that's still a sad time. And that, I don't know what that was last year. I'm interested in if that happens again. I'm sure it will, because we've got a hell of a setup this year.
Well, I remember last year, you might have just said it. I was not really listening to you, Tyler. But best podcast
co-host.
Sure. But
where are we?
Are we in Mid-Ohio?
Yeah, Mid-Ohio. BIR, are we still at BIR?
I just like the fact that we pulled up a live stream of our team last year and set the biggest fire ever and watched the Mad Sim Racing team.
Oh, that's a good story. That's a good story. I don't know if we ever told that.
We never recorded. Yeah, we didn't record that night.
Speaking of that last night.
Because we had taken down all the easy ups and stuff.
Yeah, it was bare bones. So it was me, Bradley, and Bruce. Yep. It was the three of us. It was a very intimate moment.
Well, it rained later on that night, so we had to cozy up inside the RV.
For a minute, yeah. It was a touch-and-go night in the
tent. We won't talk about that, though.
No, yeah. It was the three of us, so...
That's on the subscriber only.
Yes, subscriber only.
That's you got to pay the firewall for
Mad
that.
Mad Sim Racing After Dark.
Yeah, OnlyFans / Mad Sim, or Into the Apex. It does involve our sim team, Mad Sim Racing. We don't like to focus all on that because, I mean, that's not for everybody. But that's part of the story. So the three of us were sitting here. Bruce has a beautiful, giant RV. It's beautiful, thick, or luscious RV.
Huge.
But it has a TV somewhere. Is that on this side or the other side?
Right there.
Okay. Bruce has a TV that is outside, like a nice little flat-screen TV. He had the Wi-Fi. So our Mad Sim Racing guys were racing in a broadcast majors race.
The majors,
yep. I forget the track and all that, but it was a majors race.
It was an oval race. I remember that.
I think it might have been Indy. Maybe. I don't know. It's like Darlington
or something.
Nah, well, it's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Our guys were fast, and they were racing in the majors at an oval race. And so we were Sunday night. We're drinking.
Oh, I remember we trolled the
yes, that's the story.
Too. I think he's getting to it.
I'm getting to it.
Slow it down.
Number one, Bradley and I love fire. We fucking love fire in a non-arson way. Like, we don't want to see buildings burn down. We're not going to set fires to structures. But we enjoy fire, the smell of
it. We enjoy a good log.
There's a fire behind Bradley now.
It smells so good.
They just want to watch
it. I want to watch it.
We love fires up in Canada, too.
I want to watch it with gratification.
Oh, we got your fucking smoke.
Sorry, not sorry.
You mean sorry?
We decided we wanted to.
You're not sorry.
Send all that fires to everyone, okay?
You owe us that whiskey because my air quality was in there.
It was orange.
Sorry about that.
All New York smelled like fucking whiskey, maple.
Maple syrup. Whiskey. They were distilling what we're drinking this weekend.
Trust me, they were apologizing the whole time.
Sorry. More on that in a minute. Anyway. More on the whiskey in a minute. But this, as the fire brews behind Bradley now, we love fire. And
Ooh, don't excite me.
But basically, we made fires through the weekend last year. But there was a lot of firewood left that last night, and it had to go. So
we had to burn it,
So we made a fucking huge fire out here, and we had the majors race on LSR TV on the flat screen on the RV outside playing loudly.
I dare say it was almost romantic.
It was. We were watching our team. So me, being ever savvy, I get on Twitter.
Yes.
And I tweet LSR TV, and I tweet the major series, pictures of the fire, pictures of the TV and the race, little video clips. Of us out there, out here, I said, we're at Watkins Glen watching LSR TV, watching the majors race. And God bless Wesley Outland. He's a professional broadcaster, by the way, in North Carolina. Does a lot of dirt races and this and that, but he does a lot of online stuff, too. And he was broadcasting that race for LSR TV. So I'm tagging him. I'm tagging LSR. I'm tagging majors. And, oh, buddy, do they catch wind of it. And it turns into, on the broadcast, it turns into... we got people at Watkins Glen International Raceway watching our stream now. Hi, Watkins Glen.
Hundreds of people.
It escalates.
Basically, he sold it as though there are people. People are crowded around the mics. They're like it's the War of the Worlds broadcast.
There's three of us.
They're up the grandstands.
Let's be clear. There are three of us. It's about cleared out. Like all the campsites around us, it's grass.
I'm not playing footsie.
There's three of us.
At that point, there was probably, what, like 50?
Yeah. It was Sunday night. The race was over. People were heading home.
Yeah.
But it's not good enough for me to get that. That's a little shot in your arm. I want more shout outs on this broadcast. So I take more video and pictures of a fire and Bruce and Bradley's backs and next thing we hear on the broadcast is crowds are surrounding at Watkins Glen International Raceway watching the LSR TV broadcast. It becomes a mass.
Of people.
It's like the inauguration of a president here at Watkins Glen International. That's what it came down to.
Yeah.
It was funny. I'll never forget that. That was
like
great.
The Beatles' first concert
at Watkins Glen.
Sinking of a submarine.
Yeah. Needless to say, that was last year. I don't think we have anything we can watch sim racing wise this year.
I don't think so.
But that was kind of a connection. We had a camper that remained came up and asked us, what are you guys watching? We were like, sim racing. He was like, oh, cool. We're like, fuck.
As he kept walking.
Yeah, he was like, okay, all right.
That's
all right.
Cool. That's our team, guys. It's our team, guys.
But anyhow.
Doesn't seem so exciting when you say it that way.
Yeah, that was last year on the closing ceremonies. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near as interesting this year because we don't have that to do. But yeah. So as we get the opening ceremonies for the weekend started. I think we've got folks yet to stop by throughout the weekend, but we've done a bit of a whiskey exchange here. I want to comment on that very briefly, but we're sipping away. Bradley and I brought Old Raleigh Whiskey Society, a little top shelfer. I might take a little hit of that from Raleigh. And Taylor, you brought some like dangerous maple syrup straight from Canada.
Yeah, it's a maple syrup whiskey. I brought two bottles, one from a company called Sortilege, and then the other one's Cabot Trail. Mm. As you guys have tasted it, what do you guys think?
It's good.
I'm drinking it right now.
Yeah, it's dangerously tasty. It's smooth. It's different. Like I've had, there's a cocktail bar down in Eastern North Carolina that makes a maple old fashioned, and it's very syrupy like that. But it's this straight just with ice. This is like that, but better.
Yeah,
because I don't like a lot of simple syrup in my cocktails.
The big thing
I could have brought some simple syrup and some orange bitters and made you guys old fashioned.
We don't
today.
Need that.
The big thing with these guys is they have their own maple syrup farm and they do their own whiskey, so it's all direct, right?
So a maple syrup farm, what would that be? Just trees?
Just trees and a lot of hammers.
Sounds like the Beeman's trying to set a tent up.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Got live footage of that.
Yeah.
Can't agree.
Oh, you got video? Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what was happening.
We got some thick. We got some thick.
It's still
sticks.
Not resolved.
No,
the
it's
issue
not.
With the tent.
It's ongoing.
The tent's fine. Yeah. Bradley's worried about people
they say
looking
it's
in.
It's fine until it gets windy.
I don't want anybody to look at my pecker.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing in there. Put his pecker out.
Bradley's concerned about the little mesh in the tent. People looking inside.
I still stand that Bradley just needs to do the windmill if it comes out.
Yeah. If anybody wants to get that close.
Well, now we have
like a baseball.
Now we have
umpire.
It set up where only Bruce and Taylor can look in. So at that point,
no, they.
Oh,
can't.
And I will be.
No, you. Yeah, Bruce has got windows. And
he does. He's got binoculars too.
I got a camera set up right now.
Oh God. So we're right next to the USS Bruce Perry RV, but we've got to paint the picture here for a sec. We've got two. How big are these? Easy ups? You got some long easy ups.
They're 10 by 20s.
10 by 20s. Two 10 by 20s. And then Bradley and I provided a 10 by 10.
Yeah.
And that they're all boxcarred to each other. And they're, I mean, we've got, it's a compound. We're expecting a lot of rain this weekend. And we're going to stay dry as could be.
It's nice. We got the eating and bar section.
Yeah.
We got the podcast.
The studio section.
And the sleeping section.
And Bradley and I's sleeping section. And you got some. Stretch out chairs where you can stretch your legs out and rest
a
little bit.
Top of that, with renewing my site, we're going to be able to expand it even more.
Yeah.
We're going to have to build a bridge over the road.
Right, we'll do a bridge or
get
tunnel.
a tunnel underneath.
Yeah. We'll do a footbridge kind of like they have going over exit of the final corner.
Or just hire a guy to direct traffic.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a comp. I mean, we've got, and I believe we had a spare site that we had to just sell because.
Where was that?
Right there where that big fifth wheel is.
Yeah. Oh, so we had a spare site that's. We just couldn't fill it because Sir Rob Gregoire was too busy exploring the depths of the Titanic.
Friends. Oh, no.
Was he?
Too soon.
God bless.
It was up in his region.
Rest in peace, Rob.
Yeah. Rob could not make it. That was going to be his spot.
He could have.
I thought you were
going to
say
he's
dearly departed.
He's not. His shoulder's okay, but it was a lot to put together. We were expecting a couple more folks camping with us, so I don't know, 2024. I think we double in size.
These two spots.
You did. Oh yeah.
I'll have my spots renewed.
Yeah. Well, so what we're saying is the show's coming back next year.
Well, yeah, we'll be back next year.
Yeah.
This is an annual trip.
All right, that's a wrap.
Yeah, there we go. We'll be back next year. Well, let's do this. Let's take a short break. Let's refill with some maple syrup. How about that? It's getting a little darker here, but the sun's still out. I mean, it's looking good right now on the Friday night.
The fire.
Yep. Yeah. The fire needs to be poked. The drinks need to be stoked.
The track yet.
We have not. We've watched all of 10 minutes of Cars on Track, but we're hyped up. It's Into the Apex, presented by ProKart Concepts, IntoTheApex.com. Coming to you from inside Watkins Glen International. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. More Into the Apex is coming up.
Tired of getting caught up in the mayhem of Turn 1? So are we. Although we can't protect you from disasters in iRacing, we can protect you and your family from mayhem on the road or at home. The Allstate Javicki Agency proudly protects families in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Give John a call today at 412-561-6239. Mention Mad Sim Racing and Into the Apex when calling to receive a gift card with a qualified quote, no purchase necessary. That's the Allstate Javicki Agency, covering Ohio and Pennsylvania, 412-561-6239. This episode is brought to you by the racing fans at Great Hire HR. Whether you're hiring one employee or 100, Great Hire will let you keep doing what is important, running your business. For more information, visit greathirehr.com. You've just achieved your greatest accomplishment as a sim racer. Now what? Don't let it become just another stat you never see. Alien Awards is a service run by and for sim racers, creating clearly printed plaques on solid surfaces, something you can display proudly to mark a major victory and show off your team and sponsors. Whether you're an individual driver looking to create a memory or a league owner looking to take your season to the next level, Alien Awards can help. These are quality awards, I know because I've won one. There are no setup or design fees, and shipping in the U.S. is free. Take your sim racing career to new heights. Visit alienawards.net. This episode is also brought to you by Bad Weather Brewing Company, located in St. Paul, Minnesota. Bad Weather Brewing Company serves up craft beers such as the Fog of War Hazy IPA or the Immortal Toast Infused White Stout, and some of the best designed cans you'll see, by the way. For the tap list and to grab your mug, visit badweatherbrewery.com. This episode of Into the Apex is brought to you by our partners at Track Racer. Since 2008, Track Racer has been designing and pioneering the best value, high-end gaming platforms and accessories. Track Racer products are made from the highest quality materials that offer unsurpassed durability. Track Racer is supported by recognizable names such as Haley Deegan, Ross Chastain, Alex Pillow, and Alpine F1 Team. Check them out through the link on our website, IntoTheApex.com, and support the show today. Tyler Bradley, Taylor Parsons, Bruce, Mr. Daytona Perry at the compound. And the fire's roaring. We've moved Bradley out of the way for the webcam to get a little glimpse of the fire. He's worried about the angle. And
enjoying my aesthetic angle. But I'm looking at one of the lit up palm trees that's often at Sebring.
That's true. It is a Sebring-esque image. Bradley, you made friends in the toilet.
I did make friends. Saying.
Tell us about that.
Yeah,
yes.
What's that all about?
So I'm wearing the VIR shirt I bought last week at the VIR. And, and one of the gentlemen in the toilet. So there's a few toilets in there in the men's room here at Walker's.
No
Glen.
Kidding.
There's only one sink. So there's a bit of a bottleneck in there. So I was in there washing my hands as one does when they use the restroom. And this man, I hear a man behind me go, "Is that a VIR shirt?"
What does your shirt say, Bradley?
It says VIR. So I'm like, "Why, yes, it is." And the guy's like, "Oh, that's I
what
go
a
there.
Dumb question."
The guy's like, "I go there all the time. I take my grandkids there. I'm in Northern North Carolina." And he's like, "Well, I'm in Mebane, is what he said. And I'm like, well, I know exactly where that
That's
is.
That's Deep Track, North Carolina.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. I told him where we're
west
from.
West of Raleigh, for the for the layman.
It's where we often stop when we're going to Wilkesboro. So I told him I know exactly where that is. I told him where I'm from. And then I awkwardly walked out. And that was the end of that story.
You didn't embrace hands or?
No, we did not cross swords or embrace
hands.
See,
I had a totally different picture of how that all went down.
Me too.
No, it was just one of those of many interactions you have during a race weekend when everyone's here and they're like, you just see somebody that you don't know and just start chatting with them over something.
Right. You're excitable.
Yeah, that's honestly, it was better for me because that's why you wear these shirts in the first place, to get noticed.
Right. Is that right?
Yes.
Get noticed.
Yeah. Solidarity?
Yeah. Honestly, all joking aside, there is a massive amount of solidarity at IMSA races in general.
Yeah, I agree
with that. Would you not, guys,
well,
not
even,
agree?
Even SRO races, I would say.
Yeah. In motorsports in general, sports cars, there's a lot of solidarity. There's a lot of, hey, what you have is cool.
Well, I know Bradley's been, I mean, it's meaningful for Bradley to go to the bathroom because we've been driving 9 hours from North Carolina and he's been holding off the whole day. Like,
sure.
Like nitpicking his gas station stops based on the bathroom variety. Yeah. I think Love's is number one. Bradley's uncomfortable.
Anyway.
It's just like the OnlyFans thing last week on VIR.
Anyway.
Bradley's like, what do you think? We come into a new state and we see a new gas station. Bradley's like, what do you think their stalls are like? I don't like my feet to be seen. I'm like, I don't know. Let's call them. Let's call that gas station 10 miles ahead. What kind of shitters you got over there? What kind of shitters you guys got over there?
Is the key attached to a 2x4?
Yeah. He said it today on the ride here, and I can't let it go. I don't like my feet to be seen. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So they just were.
They just were.
Why do you care about your feet in the bathroom stall?
I like privacy.
But that got me. Anyhow, I couldn't let that go. I'm gonna air that out. Absolutely.
I just see Bradley sitting under John and some guy peeing between his legs.
I mean, talking about
a VIR.
That is time. Yeah. That is timely and efficient.
Yeah.
If you're talking about time management.
Well, he was talking about bottleneck and everything. Yeah.
Well, that's you have to come up behind him and caress him and wash your hands with him.
Oh.
You have to wash four hands for the price of one.
Tyler's going to experience the bottleneck that is the bathroom here. The thing is, that's my first
joke's
time.
On you. I don't wash my hands.
Well, it's just funny. The small little milestones.
That's nasty.
It is nasty.
That's nasty.
In a post-COVID era.
In a post-COVID era, I'm strong.
But really, though, the moral of the story is Watkins Glen, who
solidarity,
has just one sink. That's the moral of the story. But no. But anyway,
it's not the biggest place in the
world. It's just funny, honestly. I'm still buzzing from the experience last year, and because we've only literally just come in and we went straight to the campsite here, and we then went to the wall to watch about 10 minutes of cars on track. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to walk around, and I'm seeing things. Oddly enough, the bathroom and the shower facility we spent some time in over here. So I'm seeing all these things, and it's just
trying to figure out where you're going with this.
I spent a lot of time there too.
I've been waiting 365 days to see the showers at Watkins Glen again. Fond memories
but
of 2022.
Honestly, Tyler be playing it cool all the same. Tyler knows precisely what I'm talking about. You're seeing all this stuff, and it ignites the memories of last year. Because for me, it's only the second time in my life
Bradley,
I've seen it. Bruce sees that shitter
Bradley,
30 times.
Bradley, the public showers at Watkins Glen do not ignite anything inside of me.
Yes, they do.
They're perhaps, public
perhaps
showers.
E. coli.
Visit to the emergency room. No.
I'm just trying to be sentimental, and you're shutting
you
it down.
You are being sentimental, but maybe the smell of a fire.
Yeah.
The sound of
makes me think of Bruce Perry's glint in his eye.
Yeah. The sizzle of a Blackstone grill. The sound of an LMP3 in the distance.
I'm going to cut Tyler off. Do you guys understand what I'm trying to say here?
Oh, I totally get it.
Yeah, bail him out.
Yeah, bail me out.
Please.
I totally understand it because coming from where I am up in Canada, there's not a lot of racing. And God knows you're not going to wear racing memorabilia out because people are going to look at you like, what the hell is this guy wearing?
Right. Nevertheless, that's what Tyler does anyway, but...
I mean, I do too.
Yeah, all the time.
Wrong, but it's one of those things you're definitely not going to go out and eat at a restaurant with or anything.
Or again, nobody do that.
Nobody's. But I understand what you're saying.
I put on my nice IndyCar jersey.
That's right.
You may wear it, but nobody's going to know what it means. So when somebody looks and says, "I know exactly what that is," it's like my brother.
Well,
people can appreciate what the stuff you have, like having a team jersey or. Track jerseys and stuff like that, and someone being able to relate a story to that, being able to realize that you're with your people.
Yes. Yes.
My
yes.
people.
This is our tribe. This is our tribe.
You don't know anything about that person, but you know you have the same passion. Yeah.
That's right.
And it really does come true at this track.
And that's why I wore the VIR shirt, is because it identifies a region of racing.
And you just bought it last week, and you had to get your money's worth.
Yeah, that too. It's not been washed. Full disclosure.
I mean, I definitely got some shirts I'm wearing this week.
Let's be honest. We haven't hit the merch tent yet.
No, not yet. It's still early.
The head Porsche jacket.
To that point.
Tyler hasn't brought his.
Fuck you. To that point, I've worn my... I collect all the IndyCar jerseys. All of them.
Obviously.
I wear them to the gym. They're nice double, like, polyester, thick polyester. They're comfortable. They're loose. So I've worn them to the gym a lot. And I've been approached by three different men in the gym. Ooh. Man number one asked me, is that a rugby jersey? And I said, what, this Aaron McLaren jersey? No, it's not a rugby jersey. There's a Chevy bow tie on it. Man number two said, I was wearing a Scott Dixon PNC jersey. Man number two said, oh, you're a biker. You ride bikes, like bike races. I'm like, no. It has a Honda logo on it. There are no Honda bikes. Man number three said, do you do iRacing? I'm like, buddy, do I? So, yeah.
Really? You didn't tell me that story.
Yeah, one out of three ain't too bad is my point. So.
Man number four says, is that a sausage in your pocket? Never mind.
Just happy to see
Are you a fan of Thrustmaster?
Oh, Thighmaster?
Yeah, Thrustmaster. Rob is a Thrustmaster. but yeah, I get it. The solidarity is a thing. I mean, we've seen it. We've been here for all of, what, 4 or 5 hours for Bradley and I, and we've already been accosted at least 3-4 times. And I'm okay with that kind of accosting. I mean, it's not anything threatening. It's solidarity. It's excitement.
Yeah, it is.
It's people genuinely curious and wanting to know more just about the people they're around.
Yeah.
The community and the racing industry is incredible. It's just you have to see it to truly understand how great it is.
That's true.
And that's what that man meant when we talked to him before about the environment here. Is there's just a little endorphin hit you get when somebody recognizes what you have or just comes up to you like... That man at the bus stop literally just looked at us and said, this is fucking awesome, and fist bumped us. And for me, that's the greatest thing that's happened.
That's all I needed.
Yeah, like that's like the epitome.
Yes, it is.
If nothing else gets described about this race weekend, it's that. That a man just that you don't know looks at you, nodding his head, like listening to the downshifts of the cars, going, this is fucking awesome, and fist bumps.
And you don't see that at a baseball game.
Yeah.
I remember
that's
last
amazing.
Year, a guy passed me a beer at the bus stop at the last.
Yeah.
Like, here, have this. Great
and
way to
and honestly, we haven't made our way. Remember that very vulgar thing that was built?
Yeah, we put one of our magnets.
We put
on
a magnet on it. It was a vulgar like
mannequin
of a nude man in the bus stop, and we're gonna go find it again.
It was weird.
I'm sure it's there.
Yeah, it was weird. We have stickers to put on it.
We do have stickers to put on it. Yeah, to censor it perhaps.
The magnet might still be there.
It might.
Yeah, we set a magnet on there, and I remember leaving, and somebody went and looked at it. Like, what's this? I think that's the least of your worries for whatever you got going on there.
That statue has testicles.
Yeah. I don't know. It was pretty vulgar. It was the end of the weekend. I want to talk a little iRacing while we're sitting here in Watkins Glen. Obviously, the iRacing special event just wrapped up, and I, for one, pulverized a GT3 driving the BMW GTP, so that was a shitstorm for my personal event. Bradley didn't get to do the race, but I want to talk as we watch here in the penultimate Endurance Cup race in IMSA in real life. LMP3s are leaving this series. And we've talked about it a bit at Daytona, and when we've seen these cars, are we going to miss the LMP3s in Endurance Cup, or are we okay with that being cut out? Because in a wet weather race that we're expecting, I mean, honestly, is it a hot take to say that if there are problems in the wet in 6-hour race mode, they might come from LMP3s?
I would definitely say that, yeah, the LMP3s, I think it's the right call to pull them from WeatherTech. I nothing against the drivers that drive those cars. Those cars are incredibly hard cars to drive, but I do feel that they deserve a place to be at the top of a different racing series.
Yeah.
Not to be at the bottom of WeatherTech, where they seem to always be, unfortunately, in the middle of an event. Being in the middle of a problem with either GTDs or being slower traffic for the prototypes, there always seems to be a problem that happens with the LMP3s.
Yeah.
I would love to see them have their own series where they're racing with other cars, but I don't think WeatherTech's the right option.
Yeah. It gets a bit crowded. I mean, wouldn't you guys say it's a little crowded with the LMP3s? Daytona, it's big, and maybe that's fine, but Sebring maybe, but here in Road Atlanta especially, it's a little bit of a crowd.
It seemed like during the practice session when it was still dry, not everybody was out there, and there was a lot of traffic.
Yeah. It's a big entry list, but I mean, the P3s could go. I haven't seen it up close yet. I think VAR IMSA series will be the first we get to see it up close, but I think the VP Racing Fuel thing that replaced the LMP Challenge, Prototype Challenge, I think that's a good bet.
I'm very excited to see the VP Challenge happen at Motorsport as well, because they've been doing the Prototype Challenge at Motorsport for the last few years. And honestly, the LMP3 racing that's been going on with the Prototype Challenge is great. It's just when you put them in with the full class, it's very crowded, especially on the smaller tracks like Motorsport and VIR and stuff like that. You're only creating a higher risk, with not a lot of reward.
Yeah, I saw a couple today in the wet. I understand it's practice and it's early in the weekend, but I saw GTDs flashing their headlights at LMP3s a bit ago.
Yeah, me too. There's a lot of stuff. There was just a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of, even in practice, like Bruce commented, I saw in the little part that we watched on the back straight, three wide with three different classes.
Yeah.
It's a spectacle, but is it dangerous? Yeah. I mean,
is it worth it? Is that a risk worth it in open practice?
In one of the first practices?
I don't know.
In early practice?
I mean, it worked, but still.
Who's driven the LMP3 in iRacing? Bradley?
Yeah. I drove it.
Taylor has not driven it. Do you own it?
I have not bought it yet. Ah. I've been looking at buying it. It's just had other things come up. Yeah. Haven't had time to actually get in the sim recently. Ooh. So, yeah.
Bruce, have you? Have
yeah,
you?
I've driven a little bit just in a little practice session, 13th week stuff. I haven't.
It seems to be a hit.
Yeah,
it is.
I liked it. I just really haven't done any iRacing since then. So,
I've been a big advocate for getting the LMP3 in, and everything I've heard has just been nothing but positive.
Yeah,
for that.
That's the feedback we're getting from our community, Bradley.
Yeah, I raced it last night. It didn't end well, but just the fun. But aside from that, honestly,
So what you're saying is you're a dentist.
Yes. The immersion, I mean, I did go from last to fifth in about 10 laps.
Wow.
But he
couldn't close it out, so it's not a wow.
Well, no,
it just
took too much curb. The car is very fun.
There's got to be something said for if you can't seal the deal, then you're not impressive.
I mean, I admit it, but the car is very engaging to drive. It obviously sounds amazing. The feel of it is just... is good. I like it better as a driver's car. I enjoy it more than the LMP2, and you can just feel it more. The GTP is fun, but from a pure driving perspective, LMP3 is more fun, is what I would say.
I just picked up the GTD, the Cadillac. This is the first GTP I've bought because I didn't want to buy the BMW. Personally, I'm not a BMW fan fully, but I heard a lot of people were having problems with the brakes, and I wanted to wait for another car to come out, see what was going to come out, and it was the Cadillac. I finally drove it for Watkins. I was hoping to do the 6-hour, but some plans fell through. I wasn't able to do it. Having done all the racing that week up to it, the car, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun, but it's also a massive handful, and you got to be very aware of the cars around you. GTDs is a perfect example, and it's people, those cars are so much faster than GTDs that you can send it around the outside on a GTD, but you don't really think about the risk that can happen to both cars. I'm really excited to see more GTP cars come in. I think the LMP3 car is a great program. I think it's a great way to have a stepping stone, because before that we only had LMP2, and I'm sure everyone at this table can attest to having that LMP2 that has murdered you somehow in iRacing, just sending it up the inside or outside that has somehow murdered you. And I think the LMP3 is that perfect stepping stone to get people in a prototype level downforce vehicle without being in that high of a speed.
Yeah, less reaction time, but same characteristics.
Yeah, it's the same as going to like a GT4 over a GT3.
Yeah.
So it's slower, but it's still the same style of driving.
Yeah, the tracking out. I feel like, I think we talked about it in some recent episode, where in multi-class you get folks that are not aware of the other type of car, how it's going to track out, and they make dangerous moves in the sim. I mean, I imagine then same thing on the real track.
Yeah.
Bruce, I know you're a longtime endurance racer. How do you feel? Well, how do you feel, one, about the LMP3 as a tool in progressing in prototypes? Because I know you're a high downforce fan, especially when it comes to Daytona, Mr. Daytona. And maybe this is too early. We're about half a year too early. You typically do the LMP2 at Daytona. Are you going to be GTP guy? Or are you going to stay in the middle? What's your view as we go into Daytona 2024?
At this point, I don't know. Going back to your first question about the LMP3 being a good stepping stone, I think it is. I haven't really driven it enough in iRacing, but just seeing what I see around here, in real life, I think it is a good stepping stone. So where it'll end up, I don't know. But, I think the division should stick around. But as far as Daytona, haven't decided. Years ago, I raced the Riley, which was the top.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah,
that was Riley and I's time.
Yeah.
In iRacing.
The old.
It's prototype. So. Let's hi to my family at home, Scott Pruitt.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was it. Mimo Rojas, yes. Scott Pruitt. I mean. Yeah.
So, step down to the LMP2, I guess you'd say, right?
But, at this point, it would be.
I don't know what I'll do next year. I'm kind of leaning towards GTP.
Yeah.
I'd like to run that. So,
So we have the Cadillac. It's the hot off the presses. We have the BMW. It's the old hat. Let's assume we get the Porsche. We were talking about that earlier this evening off the air, that the Porsche should be coming.
Right.
Somebody said even that we'll have all of them.
Yeah, I think we'll have all of
them. The Acura included.
The information that we've seen thus far leads us to believe we'll have all of them.
And when you get here for a weekend at Watkins Glen, for all of us, I guess, I mean, for at least three of us, and I mean, Taylor, is this your first time seeing these GTPs on track?
First time seeing GTPs.
For us, for Bruce, Bradley, and I, it's our second time only. We've waited since January, and it's like, seeing them today for just 10 minutes as we got here for the tail end of
hits
practice.
You. Gets the juices
it
flowing.
Hits you.
Gets the juices
it does.
Flowing.
You
and I will admit,
it is not enough.
I am a BMW fan,
yeah.
And I love the sound of the Cadillac. And I've been at Daytona. I was a Porsche denier, but seeing the Porsche today.
Oh, I'm a Porsche guy.
The Porsche today is what caught my eye.
Yeah.
That was the girl that caught my eye.
In the overcast, those bright headlights and taillights.
Yeah.
Oh. It's not enough to see it in the sim. It's not enough to see it on TV. It's
also,
not,
we have
it's not enough.
We also have an extra one on track with the JDC Miller.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
I truly appreciate Porsche. I think my team would probably disbar me and remove me from anything if I said I wasn't a Cadillac guy.
Well, yeah.
So,
and it's amazing. There's no doubt about
the
that.
The sound. Yeah. Let's be real. The sound of the Cadillac
destroys
everything
else. It hits you. But even the BMW has a sound. Honestly, of the four that are out here tonight, the Acura is the one that I'm like, if you had said the Acura just went by, I would have been like, huh?
It sounds like a generator.
Yeah. The BMW has a powerful sound in its own right.
Yeah.
The Porsche has a powerful sound in its own right. And the Cadillac, everybody just knows. But the Acura, no. It doesn't.
It's kind of anonymous, honestly.
Yeah, it really does.
To the other cars in its class. But you know what? That doesn't matter if it's fast.
It does. Yeah, that's true. Even if you have to adjust the tire pressures at Daytona.
I mean, I wasn't going to go there, but.
I mean, we've seen some good racing this year in the Endurance Cup. I mean, the Sebring finale in the GTP class was a hell of a thing. I'm excited to see, because the last time we got to see it up close, BMW was so off the mark at Daytona. I'm excited to see what we can get here this weekend. I feel like we've come. They've had a chance to come a long way. Speaking of iRacing, I mean, I don't know if you had to pick from all of these in the sim and Daytona in 2024, half a year from now, where would your loyalty lie? That's the hot take as we sit here trying to as we look at these cars this weekend. We've all seen them at least a few minutes here now. What stands out to you? To me, it's still the Porsche. I know for Watkins Glen 6. Special event, we did the BMW because we're contrarians, and Rob and myself and Patrick did not want to jump on the Cadillac hype. But where would you find yourself when it all settles down in January 2024, biggest sim race of the year on iRacing?
Whichever car is the fastest at the time.
So right? Bruce is BOP.
He's a utilitarian.
Yeah.
You have no loyalty to a brand.
No.
I personally, I have loyalty to a brand.
I do too.
So I would probably stick with Cadillac.
Yeah.
Just one, for that sound. Two, it's Cadillac. They put their all in, and I appreciate everything GM does with that program.
See, I would probably stick with the BMW.
Still?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like the appearance of it, and I am a BMW fan, yeah. You will see me on Sunday of this week. I have a BMW GTP shirt that I bought at Daytona.
The front end of the BMW.
Yeah, why not?
And the back end.
It's just ghastly.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful.
I do not like the rear end. Yeah.
I mean, I like the tall
the rear end
lights.
Of the Porsche with those just aligned. Yes,
well, so does the Cadillacs
looks
is the same.
Really good over
the Porsche. You can record me on this podcast however long ago. When they released the rendering of the Porsche and I criticized the headlights and this and that.
I remember that. Yeah.
I was full of shit. Because as I've seen it now twice now, two different events in real life, I was full of shit. I've completely warmed up to it.
Good.
Yeah, it does. Bruce, what would be your choice? Daytona. If you're going to go GTP, what's your choice as look at it?
Remember, again, Cadillac did podium at Le Mans.
That's true. They did. I have nothing against Cadillac. I mean... Time will tell, I guess.
What do you mean? Well, that's a very vague, non-committal statement.
It is.
Nothing against Cadillac.
We're 6 months too early.
Mr. Daytona starts preparing 6 months out.
No, 2 months.
Two months. I thought it was three.
Three, real.
Yeah. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Wait, do you guys prepare more than 3 days out?
Yeah. Oh, well. Is that Screeching Moose's methodology?
Us is more like screeching in panic.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, here lately, we've maybe gotten a little more lax as this summer has progressed. I don't know. It's a balance of life and competition, isn't it? It tends to be that.
Yeah. The big thing with us is quite a few of our drivers have obviously got real life going on.
Yeah.
And a few of us have gotten into real life racing, which is obviously taken away from sim racing. Which has definitely created a bit of a panic when it comes to, like, oh, crap, there's a special event this weekend, and we don't have a setup, and we don't have a schedule. Mm-hmm. We still do it.
That sounds like Mad Sim Racing here of late, right, Bruce?
Here of late.
Let's do it.
We're about to
5 minutes.
Bruce is about to spank us when we get
arrive and drive.
Arrive and drive.
What car are we running?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. That sounds like me.
Who's got a setup?
On the team?
Who's got a setup?
What's the schedule? Oh, I've got some plans later.
Who's awake?
Yeah, I'm not available 23 out of 24 hours.
No, I will say we made the majors 24 work.
We did. I'm going to see the Titanic. I'll be back in a little bit.
Too soon.
Joke is he never came back, folks.
Too soon.
Is he never came back.
Oh, buddy.
He was playing iRacing with the same controller he used for the sub.
Too soon. Too soon. Oh, all right.
I'm going to play it.
God. What is Brett? Bradley's pulling something up. I'm going to buy time for Brett. Brute, Mr. Daytona, the fire is getting low. It's the sun is.
Oh, you mean the actual fire.
The actual fire, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You're right. Yes. I need to attend to that.
What we've got in store here in Watkins Glen, we've got Mazda.
I'm in the newer. I'm in the newer.
Bradley.
Bradley.
Bradley. The memes for this goddamn submarine. All right, then. If you know, you know. I'm not going to go any further.
No.
Anyway. I mean,
me and Tyler were quoting that the whole
you're
way.
You're the guy that made the cut on the first time I was on the show.
me and Tyler were quoting that the whole way up, though.
That's Well, Mr. Daytona is going to stoke the fire.
Yes.
We're going to continue. We're going to gather around the fire. We're going to do a lot of recording this weekend. For the bonus subscription part, I have in mind a fireside chat with Bruce Perry.
Oh no!
Are you down, sir?
I'm down for anything.
I'm gonna slap a lapel mic onto you, and we're gonna pull chairs up right to the fire. Like we're gonna get so close to the fire it hurts.
He's got here just crackling in the fire.
And we're gonna do a fireside chat. That's my bonus subscription idea.
So I feel like I should wear my bathrobe.
I think that'd actually be and have your Gandalf stuff. Bradley, stop. Bradley, stop. Bradley, stop now.
I'm in the newer. I'm in the newer.
Bradley, you have to stop.
Terrible.
It's Bradley when he flips over and lemons.
This is why we can't give Americans maple syrup. Yeah.
The fire is getting low. The lights are getting low, but the fairy lights are quite bright.
Yeah, they're warm, too. Thank you very much.
Bradley.
Dude, you need it one more time?
No.
Please, no. God, no.
No.
Into the Apex, on the road, presented by ProCart Concepts. The party is literally only getting started.
That's right.
It's Friday night at Watkins Glen, inside Watkins Glen, with the crew. We expect quite a weekend. We've got the mobile mics on hand. We've got the studio mics by the Easy Ups. The firewood is plentiful. The burgers and beverages are plentiful. If you're somehow out here and catching wind of our episodes through the weekend, stop by. Reach out to us, intotheapex.com, for social media. Tyler Bradley, Bruce, Mr. Daytona Perry,
yes,
Taylor
sir.
Parsons of Screeching Moose Motorsports on iRacing. You've heard the start of us. We'll catch you guys throughout the weekend. Thanks for tuning in. And we're going to carry on.
Thanks to Bradley. It might be the finish of us, too.
Yeah, maybe so. What say we pull some chairs around the fire, gents,
yes.
And finish out the Friday night at the Glen.
Cocktails.
It's been Into the Apex, part one of the weekend.
You've been listening to Into the Apex.
From Mad Sim Racing Media.
Check out the show's upcoming road trips and join the community at intotheapex.com.